Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Sunday, another NFL on CBS doubleheader. Hit your early action. The Raiders battle the Steelers, or how about this? Another exciting matchup. Couple of the rooks getting after it. The Pats and the Jets. As Zach Wilson and New York tries to get a win, and so does Mac Jones and the Pats. Second-year sensation Justin Herbert, the Bolts, the high-octane Chargers take on the Cowboys. They're hunting a win as well. Coverage beginning at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, with JB and the guys on the NFL Today. And it's all coming up Sunday on CBS. All right, so we are joined now by our buddies down in Jacksonville. He's taking advantage of the tax breaks out there, has been for a while. He's also a star on CBS Sports HQ, longtime NFL analyst, CBSSports.com as well. And that would be Pete Prisco. Pris, what's up, buddy? How are you today?
You know, I'm in Fort Lauderdale. I told you guys that. You keep forgetting. I'm in Lauderdale.
Well, I mean, listen. I mean, Pete, when I asked my producer, hey, Prisco's still down in Jacksonville, right? And my producer says, yeah, I would take that as gospel. Should I not do that anymore?
No, I'm in Fort Lauderdale. I've been here for 3 years now.
Oh, Santa, Santa shrugs his shoulders. Thanks, buddy.
Before we get into the NFL stuff, I knew there was a loser. You had a big loser.
Whoa! Are we going Little River Band? Lonesome Loser? Is this what? Yeah, I had a rough week. What are you getting at, Prisco? 3-7. You see any beads of sweat? None.
I'm just telling you what I hear. These are things I hear on the street.
How did you do? Yeah, how did you do? I'm sure he did okay if he's squawking.
I don't think he was 1-12.
I was 8-7-1 with my overall picks. I was 3-3 with my best bets, but not great.
Now, the overall picks, that encompasses the spread, or are those straight up? I forgot.
Spread.
All right, good job.
I did better with the spread than I did straight up.
Yeah. Oh, listen, unlike you, I actually try to illuminate the fact that you do well when you actually happen to do well, which is pretty rare. You come on my show, our show, and the first thing you do is you take a shot at me. That's the difference. I'm a good teammate. You're not.
You've been giving me hell for years about my picks.
Yeah, Pete, you're forgiven because BT, the first thing he does when you come on our show is take a shot at you.
Yep.
Of course.
Turnabout is fair play.
Over the smile, Prisco. We love you, buddy.
Pete, there were a lot of upsets in week one, which is the reason BT had such a bad week. But some of them are probably just short term. Which ones do you think are not? I mean, the Aaron Rodgers one, it's all speculation at this point. I think the Jaguars, speaking of being in Jacksonville, they're probably going to struggle a lot this year. Even though they got some talent on their team,
yep,
it just feels like there's a disconnect going on down there. Which one of these bad situations that happened in week one do you think persist for at least another couple weeks?
Don't worry about the Packers. They'll be fine.
Yeah.
And that was one of those games where they just got ambushed a little bit, and the receivers didn't win. I mean, you watch the tape, they didn't win outside. They got to do better. Rodgers held the ball. They'll be fine. It'll be fine Monday night when they blow out the Lions, so don't worry about them. Buffalo, they got, I thought their strategy was bad, and they weren't ready for what Pittsburgh did. They didn't blitz. They thought they would blitz. They made them be patient, and it wasn't a good plan. They'll be fine as well. Jacksonville stinks. If Jacksonville wins more than three games, I will be astounded. And,
and
a lot of that is because I just don't think the coach and the staff are ready for the entire thing. And by that, I mean, it's not that he can't become a good coach. I just don't think he's ready for the NFL game right now. He's going to have to learn on the job. I mean, when you take preseason losses hard, which he did, when you got a guy on your boombox microphone yelling out in practice to hustle and hydrate, I mean, it just isn't ready. And you already hear there's some disconnect between the coach and staff and him. So it's just not a good situation. Their schedule, which they thought was – think about this. They thought their schedule was going to be easy to open at Texans. Then they get the Broncos at home this week. They get Arizona and then Cincinnati on the road. I mean, those are – three. You know, they thought they might have a chance to win two of those games.
Yeah,
I'd be shocked if they win one of them.
Well, listen, but Pete, here's the thing, and I don't disagree. They are just suffering through an obvious dearth of talent there. But it's one thing to go through the transition from Saturday to Sunday. Everybody that does it, you just have to do it. But is he flexible enough to actually really try to do it effectively and thoroughly? Or do you think, I'm just going to ask you, I mean, is this guy here in a year or two? I mean, I don't think he is. What do you think?
Oh, I think he'll be there only because of ego and arrogance and wanting to show people he could be an NFL coach. I mean, where does he go? He's not taking that USC job. He's going to stay there for now at least. So I just don't think he's going to go anywhere. I don't think he wants to go out on the road recruiting anymore. So I think he stays in the NFL. Now, whether it works, who knows? It's hard to imagine a situation where you had the most cap room in the league, the number one overall pick, and you get the quarterback, and that's a generational talent, and you don't make it work. That would be one of the ultimate failures ever if it didn't work.
That's a good statement. A lot of depth there. Pete Prisco, CBS Sports HQ NFL analyst, also all over CBSSports.com with us here on Tiki and Tierney.
Hey, Pete, earlier in our show, we were talking about undrafted free agent quarterbacks. Tony Romo is one. Jeff Garcia is another. Kurt Warner is obviously the most famous, making the Hall of Fame. But Taylor Heinicke last night looked pretty good against the Giants defense. It was supposed to be good. Do we have faith that he might be their future at quarterback, their franchise guy, even though he was nowhere near being drafted and played at a little tiny school in Central Virginia, Old Dominion?
No, he's not the long-term answer. I think he could be the answer for this year. I mean, even if you go back and look at some of his throws from last night, they weren't on target. You know, some of them were, but even a couple of them, when McClure was making the catches, they were behind them. And it, look, he's a nice, serviceable guy to have in there for a year, whatever, but he's not the long-term answer. No way.
I think you're selling him short. I think you dismiss him way too quickly. I don't think you're giving him any chance to succeed. I think his teammates, he resonates with his teammates. He's a pretty decent athlete. He's got a pretty good arm. I respectfully disagree. I'm not saying he's going to be a superstar, but you're giving this guy no shot.
Well, he's going to be probably the shot the rest of the year. I don't give him a shot to be the long-term answer. Their long-term answer is on another, if it's not Deshaun Watson, which I doubt it would be, it's on another, it's on a college team right now. They got to find their guy. You got to draft and develop that guy. You are what you are in this league, usually. Okay, there are aberrations. Kurt Warner was one. But if you hear stories about Kurt Warner, he'd probably be the first one to tell you this. When he was in Green Bay, he was so bad he could barely even throw it in practice. He was so nervous, and that's why he got cut. And so, you know, those are once-in-a-lifetime stories. No, Taylor Heinicke is the guy who can play the rest of this year, but let's slow the roll on him, please. We get too caught up in this. He's played, what, four starts now? And he's done some good things in a couple of them, but give me a break. He's not the long-term answer.
Now, I don't want to belabor this, but you're telling me to slow the roll for pumping him up, but I'm telling you to slow the roll for saying he's got no shot. It's the same thing, dude. I'm talking to Pete Prisco with us here on Tiki and Tierney. I like Joe Judge. I know that you know your way around the Giants franchise. You covered a long time. You know the game as well as anybody. Tiki, you know, you guys go back a long ways. He's very different than McAdoo. He's obviously even different than Shermer. We're both rooting for him, and I had and still have a good feel for him when I look at him. But if you're going to be viewed as a disciplinarian, you can't have, you know, guys chirping on the sideline, 11 or 12 penalties last night, calling a timeout, or challenging a play in week one and getting, you know, a play that you can't challenge, getting hosed for a timeout. Like, he's got to be more buttoned up if that's the path he's going to go down. Do you agree?
Yeah, and you also have to be a little bit more aggressive in situations to try and win that game, I thought. You know,
yeah.
I just thought that they – and I'm not a big fan of the way they run their offense either. I mean, you know, that offense isn't exactly innovative and creative either. So, yeah, but, I mean, look, you got to – sometimes you got to let the disciplinarian let them go for a little bit. And Tiki knows that.
Yep.
Look at Tom.
Yep.
Tom was a disaster for a while in both in Jacksonville and in New York, and he changed. And he mended his ways a little bit. And I think you have to do that if you're going to be a successful coach. And Judge is going to have to pull back, too, at some point. I mean, look, guys in the NFL, and that's one thing Urban Meyer said. Urban Meyer said, oh, the guys will play for the coach. No, they don't. In the NFL, they play for that green thing in your hand, the dollar. That's why you play the game in the NFL. It's your job. It's your business. Sure, you want to win, but it's your way to make a living. And so they don't play for the coach. You play for yourself. You play for your teammates to try and get there and for, you know, providing for your family. So I think Joe Judge and guys like that have to learn that. And then once they do, they become better coaches.
Yeah. Yeah, Pete, last one before we got to go. We only got about a minute here. There's a lot of speculation. BT was one of these about the Miami Dolphins and Tua Tagovailoa, their efforts, you know, allegedly to go after Deshaun Watson. Maybe it stabilized after week one. He wasn't exceptional against the New England Patriots, but he did get the win. Has that calmed down in Miami?
Well, I think Deshaun Watson's situation has made it calm down. I don't know how you can sell trading for a guy to the fan base if you're under those circumstances. You know what I mean? I mean,
yeah.
This guy has a lot of stuff hanging over his head. You know, let it play out, then maybe make a deal for him. And if that's the case, this is a huge year for Tua. He's got to go out and play. He's got to go out and show people he can be the long-term answer. And you know what? He was okay the other day. Wasn't great.
Nope.
He's got to be better. Yeah. Starting this week against Buffalo.
Pete, good stuff. Always good having a little fun. We'll keep reading you. If you want to check out Prisco's picks, CBSSports.com. Go to the NFL section and obviously all over CBS Sports HQ. Appreciate you, buddy. Thanks. Enjoy the games this weekend.
All right, guys. You too. Take care.
There you go. Pete Prisco.
Fort Lauderdale, Samter, making a mental note.
330 miles away from Jacksonville, and he covers the Jaguars in the preseason. It's reasonable to assume that he's in Jacksonville. I didn't know his home address.
You had him on the phone. You should ask him.
Yeah. Instead of making
we don't need the number. But,
hey,
you know,
Pete, what's your address? I want to stop by and send you a fruit basket.
No, more like, hey, Pete, where do you live so BT doesn't get it wrong in front of millions of people? Right? That's the better way to ask it.
Hey, Pete, what's your address? I want BT to get it wrong intentionally in front of millions
now,
of people.
There we go, Santa. Now we get the
that
motivation.
Sounds about right.
We get the motivation. All right, we got to talk about the Eagles a little bit here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's certain teams that win week one and you just know it's an anomaly. Most other teams that win week one, you're like, yeah, we kind of expected this. There's still a lot to interpret with the Eagles. Don't really fully yet know what to make of them. So we'll try to make some sense of who they might be as the season unfolds. Next, playing the Niners. Going to be a good game. Third hour coming up. Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.